The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and I'm so glad we get to hang out for a little bit. You're going to hear some conversations that I had with producer Tom, and at the very end, we're going to talk about how your dog now has to try out to get in a good kennel. That's what he's experiencing with his pet this week. But first, we're going to talk about the struggles of snoring, or at least trying to sleep with someone who does. Snoring can ruin a good night's sleep for the person who's with the snorer.
It could ruin a relationship.
Yeah, or a marriage. My husband goes in spurts where he snores, and we're in one right now.
Oh.
I can't even sleep in the same room, and I do earplugs and a sound machine, but I heard that you snore as well, Tom.
No, not at all, Joy.
I've heard from your wife it's also a problem in your house.
It's a new discovery. And when I just recently went to the doctor, she's like, you better tell him about that snoring.
See, because so we need relief. And here's what I found is that a lot of guys online are trying something new. They're literally taping their mouth closed at night.
That sounds so unsafe.
That's what I'm thinking, like scotch tape. I don't think I even want to try to sell this on my husband, so I just wanted to get your reaction first.
You might hurt him. I mean, if you tape his mouth, maybe his nose is stuffy.
That's what I was thinking. It's only scotch tape, but it sounds like the most dangerous way to try to cure this.
And then you're going to wake up with him coughing anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the idea of the tape on the mouth,
No. But
there's got to be something else out there that really helps. So if you've cured snoring, or maybe you've cured it in your man, you're needed right now.
What do you recommend?
A mouth appliance you can get from your dentist. It takes care of snoring and sleep apnea. It holds your lower jaw forward so it doesn't close off the breathing passage.
I need to get that for my husband. Do you think he would wear it? Is it comfortable? Do you think I could get it for him for Christmas?
He'd be like, Joy, what is this?
You probably see some of the posts on social media of people with their coffee and their Bible just soaking in some Jesus time. If your life is busy like mine, that's not possible. That's not happening in my life. It doesn't mean I don't love God or want to know him more. It just means that I need something that does work for me. And what I have found lately is listening to the Bible app. I can pull up some Bible verses and hit play. And while I'm brushing my teeth, it reads them to me. And it's still getting truth into my mind, which I need, because there's a lot of lies that float around in there too every day about who I am and about who God is. So getting truth in there is important no matter how you do it. Kids are going back to school, which just makes you think about all the back to school items that we had. But I wasn't rich enough to have the cool stuff. Mm. Tom, were you?
Well, originally, no. And then my mom got married and my stepdad had money.
So. And you got all the good stuff. Well, you probably had a Trapper Keeper then.
Yeah.
Okay, they were like the cool name brand ones, but we couldn't afford those. All I wanted was a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Oh.
Do you know what Lisa Frank is?
No idea.
It's like super colorful dolphins and kittens and stuff.
Oh.
And all the girls had it and loved it. And my mom was like, absolutely not. It was three times the cost of a regular one. So I just had this weird knockoff one that I tried to kind of hide, but everyone else showed theirs off. So if my kid ever wants a Trapper Keeper, I don't even know if they're still out there. He's getting the most expensive one. Getting out the door some mornings is so stressful. I struggle with my toddler because, frankly, I struggled before I was even a mom to be on time. And we needed to get to daycare today. He would not put his shoes and socks on. So I'm like dragging him to the car, putting the stuff in. I was so frustrated that we were going to be late because they literally lock the doors. It's a whole thing to get in when you're late. And as I'm hurrying to get there, I pull in the parking lot and see that there's been a 4-car accident in the lot right where I drive. And I had just missed it by minutes that my toddler was fighting me to not put on his shoes. And I don't know why God spared it for me this morning, probably because he knows it would have pushed me over the edge. But I think I need to thank my toddler for that tantrum. Chores are not something that anyone looks forward to. But I'm trying to flip the script on how I look at them for my family. Because when I actually do look into the laundry, handle the dishes, it sets us up for a better week. And I think refinancing your home is the exact same way. You might not want to deal with the paperwork or look into exactly what it could save you every single month. But when my family did it last year with United Faith Mortgage, it helped us so much and set us up for success this year. United Faith Mortgage is the kind of family that you can trust. It's a father and son team, John and Ryan, and we decided to go with them because of their direct lender advantage. They don't have a middleman, which could actually get you a better rate, and it could save you monthly and lifelong money. So go ahead. Now is the time to look into it. You could get a much better mortgage for your home today. All you got to do is head to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. License in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
We can sit around and talk about what's wrong with the world and all the top news stories, but instead, let's just talk about what's right with some joyful news. A toddler in Georgia was playing with his mom outside, and while he was chasing after some bubbles, he found a missing woman in the woods beside their house. She's 82 years old, dealing with Alzheimer's, and she had been missing for 4 days. She got confused and ended up there, and so this child, just playing and wandering off, probably saved this woman's life. I get frustrated if my kid goes too far from the house, but I'm so glad that in moments like this, God uses it for a purpose. And you're not at your best late at night, so it's not a great time to navigate your marriage, but my husband got home from work late last night, and as we started talking about our schedule and what we have going on the next few days, I just got really overwhelmed and frustrated, and we ended up in a fight, and I really didn't handle it in the way that I wish I had, and I went to bed because I was frustrated, mad, it wasn't getting any better, and I thought my husband did too. But this morning I woke up and realized that he stayed up for an hour cleaning our kitchen and serving me. And you know, it's just so frustrating when you want to be mad, but someone's loving you like Jesus and you really can't. I married a good guy and I'm grateful that he's the example of forgiveness and service that I need to be. There are things that we wanted as kids going back to school, but we didn't always get them, and we don't forget it.
Yeah, like for me, it was the JanSport backpack.
Those were so legit.
Oh my gosh, I wanted it so bad. All like the cool kids had it, and I'm like, why can't I have it?
We had the off-brand stuff too. It's just cheaper that way, and I think this does even affect how we're going to be as parents with back to school stuff.
Yeah, because my kid now, we're getting him the cool stuff for sure, like the new Spider-Man backpack. He's only two. So
it's
cool for him.
He doesn't even know. He's like, who's Spider-Man? You're like, you're getting it.
Because I wanted it.
If you have a pet and you want to go away, it's so complicated. This is why I don't have one. Apparently, you have to find someone to board your animal way in advance.
Yeah, and the thing is there's tryouts now for the boarding place.
I have never heard of this before.
So my dog, I have a three-year-old dog, Charlie. He's a golden doodle. And he was crazy as a puppy. He's mellowed out, but he needs to try out. So tomorrow from like 8 a.m. till noon, he's got to spend time at this boarding place.
And they have to see if he's good enough?
Yeah. And if he's well-mannered and I guess plays well with the other dogs, then they'll accept him.
If he's having an off day, you guys are doomed.
Oh my gosh. Because we're trying to get him in for October. We're planning
a trip
in October.
You're doing this far in advance?
Yes.
Okay, thank God daycares aren't like this. Can you imagine if we dropped our kids off? They'd be like, we're never taking this job. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.